to the very Torah we had received just a few weeks earlier, the Luchos were shattered. The world was shattered into pieces. Many, many pieces. The Luchos were the Ksuva between Am Yisrael, the Kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Chosn, Arus V'Arusa, and Moshe, like you would take a Ksuva and just ripped it apart. Rav Yeshe Ben Soloveitchik of Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva University was once Masada Kedushin. Many times he was Masada Kedushin, but at one Siddur Kedushin, he looked at the beautiful $1,000 calligraphy Ksuva, he's reading it, and he says to the Chosn, "This is not kosher." Everybody's like, "Nipple, bah!" Calmly, he takes a piece of paper and a pen and starts to write a ksuva by heart in his own handwriting. And with an impish smile, he says to the chassan, "It'll be worth more." So Moshe Rabbeinu, as we just were told, we just read in the Kriya, Moshe Rabbeinu was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Go up on Har Sinai, come again." Has a different meaning. Come again, right? But this time it's going to be very, very different. No one's with you. Not part way up. Not just a few feet up onto the mountain. No one. Nothing. No kol shofar hoylech v'chazak ma'oid. No kailai suvarakim. Shh. Quiet. The Torah is being given. In subdued silence, the luchos shnios are given with that much discretion. Contra opposite of the first Luchos, the original Luchos, where it was an astounding, world-altering event. So Rashi quotes Medrash Tanhuma, as is well known. Because of the fact that the first Luchos were so very public, Al shenitnu befumbi, lefichach, shokta behen ayin hara, v'nishtabru. Because it was not the Hetzneah, so public, fanfare, celebrated. That is how the Ayin Hara was able to invade, to see how, to corrupt somehow. And we'll explain more. But therefore, Ein l'cho yafa min hatznius. Nothing is nicer, nothing more fair than that quiet, that reserve, that privacy. And then, of course, Shenema, the Pasuk from Micha, Ma Hashem l'kach derish mimcha, Aseis mishpat, Av sesed, V'hatsnea, Leches, Imelekech. Forged the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hatsnea Leches. Discreetly, personally, quietly, and thereby, effectively. The Sfat Emes, Shnas Tof, Reish, Lamed, Tes, Pashas Kisisa. Lamaloi Nosn Gam Harishoinois Vitzina. If that's the way to do it, quietly and discreetly, then that's how the first Luchos should have been presented. That's how the first Mamad Har Sinai should have been done. No. Bevadai Shnehem Tzrichim. We need both. Berishono Soyu B'nei Yisrael Bechinas Tzadikim Gemurim. We were all so righteous. Hayu Muchanim. We were ready and able. Lahatois Kol Habruim Elov Yisbarach. To move all of mankind to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulufar sent Kvoid Malchusai to celebrate publicly and announce and bring upon all people the recognition of his great, honorable, regnant God of the whole universe. Amolek Hitil Sar Beisa Beikev Hatoiva Mikola Umos. But Amolek, there was something insidious that was in us and in how Amolek translated and how Amolek explained what was happening at Sinai. V'naflu gam b'nei Yisrael mehaislav v'sarishon. And so we fell atshba'o l'chet ha'egel. But the idea of it being a world-altering event as it intended to be, with all of the power, deserving of the magnificence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, finally after 2,000 years giving Torah to the world, that's how it was supposed to be. In Tofresh Memches, Pashas Balak, he continues. A few years later, he continues. Shivrei luchos munachin ba'aron. Those broken, shattered pieces of the luchos, they're in the aron. Separate aron with the luchos shnios, but they're in the aron. They're with us wherever we go. Those broken, shattered pieces of the luchos. Ki bevadai hamatona shenosan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yehoyu lemagen. giving us that gift of those first luchos. It cannot be it was for naught. It cannot be, though we could not have them, we could not have a Torah of their substance, but it can't be for naught. He goes on and says, Utzrichim letakein kol eile hashvarim. Our job is to fix all those broken pieces. All the missing pieces of the luchos, the original luchos, have to be restored. And then he says, Zahi be'emes kimoy pizur galus b'nei Yisrael. Collateral with breaking luchos, having no first original luchos, having not that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu we once had, presages all of the galus, broken scattered pieces, broken scattered communities, lo aleinu, diaspora, exile, far-flung Yiddishkeit. We used to kid around as kids, you know, about, you know, where we used to say, you know, two things you can find anywhere in the world, the Lubavitcher Chassid and Coca-Cola. Everywhere in the world, wherever you go. The Maral in Tiferes Yisrael Nunvav is the earlier basis of this concept. Who says, of course, a people who are scattered throughout the world are gathering up the Torah from all those far-flung places. He quotes the Gemara discussing, can't be. That just means, you won't be able to find all of Torah in one place. That has two understandings. The basic understanding is that Torah is so one and unified, lahavdil alfi abdolais, where astrophysicists believe that there is a theory, that is the unifying theory of all of existence. They're still looking for it. We know what the answer is. The unifying theory of all of existence is the Torah. But the truth of what Torah is that it is singularly one. As an aside, there's a fascinating explanation of Rabbi Gedal Yeshua Zatzal, who's Rosh Yeshiva and Tarvadas in America, who says that the first luchos were an embodiment of a root. We were in the root. Every yid was inside the roots of the tree, watching as all of the sap of Torah goes out from the root into the basic body of the tree, into the branches, into the limbs, branches, into the leaves, and you could follow and trace the truth from that one unitary, solid base of the tree to all of the individual leaves, inductively. Luchos Shnia is the opposite. We're on the outside, looking at a big, beautiful tree, the Eitz Chaim Hillel Machazikim Bo. We're looking at the beautiful tree, the Eitz Chaim Hillel Machazikim Bo, and we see a leaf, a Blat Gemara, another Blat Gemara, a Rajba, a Ran. If we could all follow it back, we would see it all go back into that same root which we once knew and felt innately when we had the first luchos. It's a paradigm, if you will, of the difference between the first and the second. But we just said, the Sfasemis says, we are here in Kol Ha'arotois, in Eretz Yisrael, and still our Achenu Beis Yisrael elsewhere, Kidei Lilkoit Oisai Hashvarim, to pick up the broken piece of those first luchos. Ukishi Yitukan Hakol, when all of what our job is done, Nuchal Lekabel Haluchos Harishon, we're going to get, receive those first luchos. The first ksuva that was torn up is going to come back together. And that will be the nature of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. The Ramah Mipanu, 17th century. Asara Mamoris, famous Ramah Mipanu. A Talmud of the Ramak of Rav Moshe Kordovero. Hinei Reishem Ha'osiyos Loisor Me Hashvarim. The impact and imprint of every oath of the first luchos can be detected on every broken piece. If you could find the broken pieces of the luchos, you'd see. That's luchos. That's so holy. Loisor me hashvarim v'hem hayu shishim ribu shvarim. He says, I'll pick Kabbalah. How many pieces were there? Someone, trivia, right? How many pieces did Moshe Rabbeinu's broken luchos break into? 600,000. Maybe 503,550. Because every oath remained true and expresses itself even in the broken pieces of luchos, which is why the Gemara tells us that a chalila achachem who forgets his Torah is like the luchos shnias and the luchos rishonis. You have to respect him. He's like the luchos. Ba'aleihem ne'emar uv'yayim pakti upakadati aleihem chatos l'shvach. Uv'yayim pakti upakadati means when the time will come, I'm going to put all those pieces back together again. Chatasim doesn't mean a chet, it means what's missing. shows us in Tanakh sometimes, l'chata or chata means to be off mark, what's missing. All of the pieces are going to come back together again. Ki asidais, luchais, rishonais, lachzar, l'kad musan. Because the first luchos are going to be restored. The Vilna Gaon, perish to Habakkuk. It's a haftarah in Chutz-Laaretz on the second day of where there is a second day of Chag Shavuos. Hashem, pa'olcha bekerev shonim chayehu. Pa'olcha, your great accomplishment, bekerev shonim, through these years, chayehu, it's got to come back to life. Elu haluchos, k'mashikosuv, the luchos were ma'asi alukim hema. Ulefi shenishburu, ushvirasan zohi misasan, the living luchos, nebuch, ke'ilu, they died when they were broken. Amar HaKosuv Khan, Bekerev Shonim Chayehu, Hainu Lehi Yais Chayim, that the Luchas should come back alive, Kibar Rishoino, Mi Malach HaMoves, the Satan, the Malach HaMoves. Wasn't Moshe that broke the Luchas, we broke the Luchas. Bring them back to life. Chay Yehu, Chayehu, Chay Yehu, says the Goy. V'Hainu Tal Shel Torah. Tal is a dew that brings back life where you would never think it could come back. Like Tchias HaMeisim is Tal Tchia. That Torah is still ours and we are reclaiming it. And like the Maral says, that's why we're in far-flung reaches. We're all over the world, Am Yisrael. So Rashi in France in the 11th century, in the Rambam in Egypt in the 12th century, in the Rajba in Spain in the 13th century, and all of us in our various places there, here, pieces of Torah that are being brought back, that are being reconstituted, that are coming back to life, says the Sfas Emes, says the Ramah Mitan, says the Vilna Gaon. That's what learning Torah and finding the truths that are on those little leaves, and then we trace them back from the leaf into the branch, and from the branch into the limb, and from the limb into the base of the tree, and then into the roots. And when we'll all do that together, and the tikkun will be complete, our ksuva and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be that of the first luch. B'nai Yisrael today, therefore, have to be appreciated. So many great men have said we are approaching those times. How much we have to have presence of mind in our learning, that bringing us to the far-flung corners of the earth was intended to pick up the pieces of Torah and develop and bring back to life Chai Yehu of all of the Torah and bring it back. Everybody's Tosfos and everybody's way of saying a Tosfos. Everybody's understanding of a Kvega and everybody's way of thinking they have a Teretz. But they don't. That's all Torah. Yeah, it's true. A person who thinks he has a Teretz to a Shver Kvega and he gives a Teretz and it's wrong, that's Torah. It's probably Torah that Kvega himself said why it's not right. So it's Torah. We're bringing back the smallest pieces. And there are 600,000 pieces connected every neshama in Klal Yisrael. And they are to be remembered and appreciated because they're there. There's that piece of Torah in that broken, almost unrecognizable fragment of a Yid. And they're all over, all around us here in Eretz Yisrael. Holy Yid. Holiness is not Nikar, but they're holy Yid. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshavis Chamasi. What did he do? He brought back the relationship. How? By making it boldly clear that we had gone far away, that's how we know how to come back. Nothing is as far away as what Zimri was when he was with Kazim. Nothing is as far away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you brought shalom between myself and my children, you will be bringing shalom forever, and therefore, la'asid lavoi, hinei anochi shaleach lachem es Eliyahu hanavi lifnei bo'i yom Hashem ha'gadol v'hanayra. Has to be Eliyahu HaNavi. Because bold on the one hand, but understanding that he is saving Zimri in the process. Yesterday was the 283rd yard site of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks a very obvious question. V'shem Ish Yisrael HaMukeh Asher Huka Es HaMidyonis. Obvious redundancy. The name of the Ish Yisrael, he remarks, Ish Yisrael. Ish Yisrael is the highest compliment you can give a man. That's question number one. And why the redundancy? Hamukeh Asher huka es hamidyonis. Noracha em hakadosh is because only that part of Zimri that was involved with that part of his nefesh that had gone astray had to be destroyed with his guf, all. But how about the rest of him? You look at a yid who is far away. He's with Cosby. You think that's who he is? That's not who he is. That part of him is run through with a spear. The rest of him goes back to HaKadosh Baruch. So Hamukeh, the part that was smitten, Asher Huka es HaMidyonis, that part that was with the Midyonis had to be destroyed. That part of him, Guf and Nefesh. But the rest of him, that was not Pinchas's aim. He had good aim, but that wasn't his goal. That wasn't the point. Another bad part. That wasn't the issue. Which means that there are holy, holy neshamas that don't even know and can't understand. But we have to know that Kibbutz Goliyos is happening. We have to know that along with it, all of the Torah, the mitzvahs, even if it's once or twice or three times, in a lifetime, that mitzvah might be done by somebody. That neshama has something very special. There's a broken piece of the first luchos right in front of us. Not wearing a yarmulke, not wearing tzitzis, not wearing enough. So we have to understand these pieces have to be somehow brought back together. And they will be. And the Yohanavi is bringing back Heshiv Levavis Abonim Levonim Alevoisom means that there are generational gaps that are huge, huge, threatening, difficult. We don't know how we can bridge them. But meanwhile, we should take heart in appreciating and knowing that our learning Torah is ultimately putting back the binyan of Knesset Yisrael, we're rebuilding Am Yisrael literally with every ois of Torah that we learn. And we're putting back those broken pieces of the luchos. Rambam Mipanel said, they're all there. We're bringing them back together. And every one of them has a roishim. There's the imprint and impression of the holy luchos on every little piece, like in every neshama in Klal Yisrael. So the Sfat to conclude, at the end of that piece we quoted from Tafresh Memches Bolok, V'lochein Isa B'Shem Ha'arizal. What did Aaron say to the Yidden when he thought he had to? Oh, let's wait. Push it off till tomorrow. What did he say? Chag LaHashem Machor. Tomorrow, Shavuot Thomas, Chag LaHashem. How can you say such a thing? You know what it turned out to be? The day the Luchos were shattered? B'Shem HaRizal. Shalaosid Yihya Shavuot B'Tamuz Yom Tov. Ki mitzad nesina saluchos bevadei hoye yom tov gadol. Mitzad our inability to be mekabel nehepach lonu le'evel mecheleinu. Quoting from Eicha. Ukishi yutukan hakol, but when we get it right and we are working toward that, yehafchu lanu, it's going to turn back on us to become soson and simcha. Quoting from the pasuk in Zechariah, the tzaim harivii, the Navi says, is going to be like the other tzaimites, soson, a day of joy, a day of celebration of what we now have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a relationship more profoundly deep, true, revealing prophetically, like we have had when the first luchos were almost with us. Rebuilding means they will be a part of us. Hope everybody continues with an easy fast. We should be zeichim Yitz Hashem, putting back together inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the binyan of Klal Yisrael and the Tzuras HaLuchos as we once almost had them.